You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. A Wyoming Game and Fish Commission meeting on Wednesday in Riverton drew a large number of attendees, both in person and online. I reported on the concerns of some at one event at a conservation organization that streamed the meeting. The small office near the base of Snow King Mountain in Jackson filled with about 10 people this week to watch a Wyoming Game and Fish Commission meeting. And what this group was interested in wasn't on the agenda. Many people came to provide public comment around the recent incident in Sublette County involving the capture and alleged abuse of a live wolf. The governor-appointed commission sets policy for a range of species throughout Wyoming, and they heard from a number of presenters to decide on a variety of policy questions related to the state wildlife organization. Jenny Fitzgerald, the new executive director at the Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance, was glad she invited the community after the public meeting capped out at 500 attendees online.
And I think the most important thing to recognize here is that this is a horrific event that something really great can come of.
Fitzgerald and others hope they're heard. Dante Fopola Inkney, KHOL News. The federal government recently awarded Wyoming with nearly $10 million to reclaim abandoned coal mines. They are leftovers from before 1977 when federal laws went into effect requiring cleanup. Abandoned mines are scattered across the country, with thousands in Wyoming. Don Newton with the state's Department of Environmental Quality says they typically hire Wyoming-based construction companies to do the work.
So they have to hire local workers to do these projects. Consequently, we pump a lot of money into the economy where we're doing these projects.
And that's a goal with these federal funds, to help revitalize coal communities. Newton says the money will go toward filling an old mine near Rock Springs that goes under I-80 to keep it from collapsing in. He says the project will likely be done this year. Senator John Barrasso has announced he will seek re-election for another six-year term. His campaign released a video of his formal election announcement this week. In it, he criticized President Joe Biden and his handling of the border crisis and condemned his, quote, out-of-control spending, end quote. Barrasso also highlighted his fight to protect Wyoming's energy industry. Barrasso was appointed to the U.S. Senate in 2007 and has since been reelected to 2 six-year terms in 2012 and 2018. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola Inkney.